Because I've known you, you are fat for good.
That's all I got.
That's all the opening. After you made everyone wait for this little show, that's all the...
Well, okay. All right. Well,
you do There's a lot coming out of the opening, but that's not what I mean.
I'm lying. We do have a special report from Larry Vader. He is up in the death copter. Larry, I know you're going to give us an update on Larry the Veteran. You know, I know he's getting ready for the big Larry the Veteran Day tomorrow. What can you tell us?
Big Fatty, thank you for cutting to me. First of all, we're hovering over the Golden Corral. It's a dangerous place to be, but the line...
It's exactly where Larry the Veteran will be.
But the line has already started forming for the complimentary veterans breakfast on Tuesday. Rumor has it that the chocolate fountain will be running for breakfast. I believe that's brought out everyone. Now we're gonna go over here to the Appleberries. We're gonna go over here. Just hold on. Let me pull the death copter over there.
Oh gosh. I had the chocolate fountain this morning.
Oh, here we are at the Appleberries. There's no one
there. No one
there. But we do have one more place to check. Let me just get... We got to move on over there and...
Patrick'sPubOnline.com.
And the Taco Bell. Buicks have lined the drive-thru. They're ready for it.
That sounds like the death copter went down.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? What's going on, guys?
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Vader, and this is your show,
Larry Vader. And just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! Big Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a
no. Little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the very late, it's dark outside, Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 10th of November, 2025, and the good God, it's old coal miners week. You're Miss Dolly Hortensia LaVetria Parton. I'm one of your hosts, Mr. Larry H. Vader, spelled...
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
V-A-D. Even when I am doing all the... goddamn work, no one can get it right. V-A-D-E-R, Larry H. Vader. And joining me today is the reason we were recording on Monday instead of Sunday, and it's no one cares because that's not how people listen to podcasts.
Well, no.
It's Big Fatty, everyone.
And evidently, according to the mix, all we do is complain about, why didn't that closing music start sooner? And
they're closing music, I assume.
No, ours.
Oh.
And, Big Fatty just gets up and walks away and, checks the expiry. You know, that's how they say it over there in the motherland. The expiry date on the things in the Frigidaire. So, I don't know. Just saying.
Well, I mean, they don't listen. And I don't blame them. I don't listen either. So, you know, that's fine. We can just... we can make it all up as we go. It seems to be maybe that's what they like doing. So, happy Monday, everyone. Y'all, I hope you had a great week since last we sat down together. And y'all, I have y'all were, I just don't ever see the fat one anymore. I haven't seen him since he dropped me off from the air or to the area of Puerto. And then, of course, on last week's little show. But Big Fatty, how's
your
week
been? You
know why? Because you're very
busy.
You know
why? Because I know you. You are fat.
Toot, toot.
For good.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So, Big Fatty, I can't help but notice that the flocked Krema tree is it's set up.
Yes, it's an homage homage to our good friends out there in Walnut Hills. I know, too soon.
I know.
But, you know, it's just not Krema until you've been flocked.
Well, speaking of,
about that,
just grab my phone here and just check.
Do you have a gentleman caller coming by?
That's the plan, and nothing. So, probably not.
Okay.
Which is about what I would expect. Y'all, I normally go to the gymnatorium, but we had to do the recording, and y'all, traffic has been... Well, y'all, Big Fatty goes to bed before... By the time I get home from the gymnatorium, Big Fatty would be in bed normally.
Correct.
So, that was not an option.
Especially tonight, because, we are just going to drop soup night.
It is a super soup night here. Y'all, it's yesterday, Sunday, it was 80 degrees. This morning it was, I don't know, upper 30s.
47?
Oh, it was colder than that here.
Was it?
Yeah, here at the Vader family compound it was. Well, no, that's not true. This morning it was 47. Out there right now, it's probably about 47.
I'm just checking the Apple clock here. You see I've got the temperature right there on it.
Y'all, he's flailing his wrist around. 47.
47. Right on it. You know, you could become the next Rudy Frierson in West Ashley be the assistant rat.
Y'all, I wouldn't mind a new job, so maybe. I bet it doesn't come with the time off that I'm accustomed to.
No, it doesn't. But while you're talking about what you've been doing, I'm going to go put the Apple clock on the charger because it's down. It's down to 5%.
Oh, Lord. Did you need to check the expiry dates on some stuff while you're
that. So you just keep talking. I'll be listening.
Y'all, he really did get up. He just ran away, just like they say on The Mix. But my week was, it was a week. The coal mine, y'all, the coal mine right now is not a good place. And it was a very tense week last week. I was exhausted because not only did the time change, which causes the traffic has been awful. But not only did the time change, but y'all, I was dealing with a time change of my own from being in the lost wages. So you mix all those together, y'all, it was a mess last week. It was exhausting. And y'all, then we had to let someone go at the coal mine Thursday.
Which was not a bad thing.
Well, I mean, for me, no. But for, you know, it's letting people go. That's not a fun process.
It was, wasn't it justified?
Oh, there were pages of justification. And y'all, it really, this person that we had, y'all, they were terrible. They were just terrible and did not, y'all. It goes back to the old saying: you can't pay someone to care. And
I've never heard that saying.
Yeah, you can't pay someone to care. And so
I wonder if anyone has that quilted onto a pillow.
Maybe that's what I should work on tonight here.
A
little cross stitching. But y'all, they've been out for a while and they came back, and we hoped that after being out for a few months, they would have some new energy and some new respect. And y'all, they just sat at their desk and crocheted. So it did not work out. And y'all, that was tough because y'all, it's old coal miners week this week.
I was going to say, you got big doings.
Y'all, it was probably probably good because a lot of mistakes could have been made this week, but it was not ideal. And so y'all, but then on Saturday, y'all, we were supposed to have a community cleanup day here at Vader Family, at the Vader Family compound.
Oh, but, like cleaning up the limbs from the bush.
The bush. Yeah. Speaking of letting
the
people
bush
know,
of but, contention.
Yeah. But
I'm surprised it wasn't the burning bush.
Well,
quite
y'all.
Frankly.
So on. Something happened.
You got a little.
Probably in my mouth. But something happened on last week. I don't know what, but y'all, we were supposed to get a load of topsoil to like fill in some low spots so we could make this flower bed and put in a community sign or something. I don't know. I was really just showing up because I felt obligated. But y'all, the topsoil didn't get delivered, so we had to cancel it. So y'all, I thought I was home free, and I was.
Oh. Au contraire, Pierre.
And so, y'all, we ended up, well, since we're not doing that, the board needs to get together and talk about these things. Y'all, we met at 10 a.m. Saturday morning.
Is that in the morning?
It is, 10 a.m. in the morning, Saturday morning. And y'all, I'd run to the Dunkin' Donuts and got myself a little coffee, got some donuts for people.
Oh, look y'all. At Mr. Popular. He wants to be popular.
Y'all, two other people had run to the Dunkin' Donuts.
So you didn't take yours in. You just took them home?
No, we all walked in with our donuts. And y'all, we had, I only got half a dozen because there's only five of us. And none of us are big eaters. And
well.
I'm very dainty.
Present company excluded.
Right. But y'all, they got dozens. So y'all, we had, between us, we had 30 donuts for five people.
Okay. So did you eat your six?
Right. Y'all, I had one, and I was about to have to saw my ankle off from the sugar by DTs. But y'all, anyway, y'all, this meeting, I thought it'd last about an hour and a half. We run through some stuff. Y'all, it lasted 4 hours.
Oh, my God.
So by the time it was done, needless to say, Mr. Vader was
all the whatever. Donuts were gone then.
Actually, you're not far off. Because, like, none of us realized what time it was because we were engaged and we were going over numbers, we were going over reports and questioning things. Maybe my math was bad or someone had two accounts and so we were double charging, you know, whatever. So none of us were looking at the time. So, y'all, then we got in Miss Chris's automobile and
uh-oh.
Yeah, we did. We did. We got in the automobile. Y'all, and we went and had the, y'all, we went out to lunch. Because, y'all, we were all about to eat our.
Because you're all fat.
Right. But, y'all, it was good. But it was long. But, y'all, that just exhausted me. But then, y'all, this is where it all went south. I came back to the Vader Family compound, took a little nip a nap. Little nip a nap. And
put your feet up.
I did. And by a little nip a nap, I mean, you know, about 2 hours. And because I'd been up late the night before getting the numbers and the budget ready. And y'all, I decided, you know what? I'm fat, but I'm not too fat. I'm going to go to the gym. So I got in the jalopy, went to the gym. Y'all, and it was weird.
Excuse
and there was
me.
No one to
you
check
in. You got in what?
I got in the jalopy. I ran up to the gymnatorium, and I didn't go to my gym. I went to the one close to the Vader Family compound. Y'all, and I did not know that earlier that day.
Oh, yes.
There'd been a little incident in that area. And so, but y'all, this will come into play later. Yeah, and so, y'all, I went in, and, yeah, there were plenty of people in there for Saturday night, and put my stuff away, went out, and I got on the treadmill, and I'm whatever, and, y'all, I was about 30 minutes in, I'm, like, and, y'all, I've got the elevation turned way up, so you're burning the calories, and I'm moving, and I'm just pouring the sweat. It's just dripping.
I bet that treadmill was struggling.
They have to replace them pretty often, the one that I walk on. And y'all, all of a sudden, I hear No, I didn't hear that.
What did you hear? Let's guess the sound.
Oh. Y'all, the police come in with like with their bullhorns and their whatever, and I'm like, what the hell?
Mr. Vader, get off the treadmill.
Y'all, apparently the mall and the gym were closed, but no one had locked the door or turned off the lights, and so we weren't supposed to be in there. And so y'all, the police, they're like, get out of here, brother, get out, you know, and they're, first it was mall security, and they were like, hey, we're not mad, like, it's our fault, we didn't check the door, whatever, and then the police show up, and I'm like, trying to get my stuff together, but, you know, like, it took a second, and, like, there are people in the shower, it's pure pandemonium, y'all, and they're just yelling and screaming, like, we're gonna arrest people, and I was like, I mean... It sounds to me like someone made a mistake. But either way, y'all did that. And on Sunday, y'all just did my thing, ran errands, did wash my underpants. Y'all went to have my coffee like I normally do.
Right.
And well, I haven't. It's been a couple weeks since I've been to the coffeetorium. And y'all, I parked the car, plugged her in because, you know, they give you the free electrons there. Mm. And quite honestly, it's worth the price of a cup of coffee. I'd order my coffee on the app. I walk through the parking lot, walk into it. It's like an outlet mall, but it's kind of set up to look like a town center, you know, with like a big open space in the middle and paths going, yes. Like, you know.
Yes.
Y'all, the Kurma tree was up. The Kurma music was playing. Y'all, I don't think I was ready for that. Because the last time I was out in public was in Las Vegas, and it was Halloween. And then, of course, the airport on the day after was not yet decorated for Kurma. So it was
crazy. I mean, what kind of world do those people live in?
I know, but y'all, I had my coffee and then I did a little shopping, a little Kurma shopping.
Oh,
because, well, you know, you got to buy the things. But y'all, in the middle of all this, Father Hat, you know, had ended up in the hospital before I went to
Another spell?
Yes. The cellulitis came back. They went back to the hospital, blah, 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 blah. It was a whole big thing. But didn't tell me that until they were home. But, you know, which is fine. But, yeah, it was – so, y'all, it just a lot. But then went to the coal mine on Monday. And, y'all, it's old coal miners week. That's all I got to say about that.
Mm. So, and they're all preparing to tell you how important they are.
Preparing to?
Correct.
Y'all, I got there. There was only one other person there. We'll call him Patty. And Patty was already there this morning. And, you know, it's like 8:50. I mean, I was a little bit later than I should have been, but y'all wasn't nobody else there. Well, that's not true. Larry Clyde was there. And the new mother, but they don't count because they don't leave their offices. And so, y'all, there was a line of people when I walked in the door exclaiming how important they were. They needed all these things. So I was like, all right, well, that's how this week's going to go. And So,
well, the only thing that might help you is all the flights are getting canceled.
Well, yeah, that might be. But then again, the people who can drive, you know, they'll load up their 2005 Suburban and drive from Oklahoma something.
With the wood grain paneling on
absolutely.
The side.
And those aren't necessarily the people I want to spend the weekend with. But y'all, I've got some big new ones. I'll tell you about them next week. But Thursday, there's a brewery in town that's hosting a bunch of the old coal miner events on Thursday night. Y'all, the groups all had invited me separately. And then the owner came by this morning to see me about hiring Larry the veteran to work here at the Homeowners Association. I'd reached out to him because I knew he was connected with the veteran community. And so he came by to see me this morning and he's like, oh, you're going to be there. Oh, we're going to we'll put your name on the VIP list. Y'all, it's garage doors that roll up. I'm not sure how there's going to be a VIP list, but anyway. And then on Friday, y'all, the real old coal miner said, Larry, you must simply come to our formal dinner. And I said, well, someone's got to do all the goddamn work.
Did someone say, Someone has to eat.
Right. And it's at the coal mine, so I don't have to go anywhere.
Oh, well.
So, yeah. So, y'all, I'm going to do that. And then on Saturday, y'all, I said, y'all, if I'm going to these events and I'm going to be working until midnight on Friday, I'm not coming in at 6:30 in the morning on Saturday. And they said, well, you can come in at 7:30. So,
ooh.
I know. I get an extra hour of sleep. But y'all do that. Ooh. Be done at 2 o'clock
on
Saturday.
Well, that's all right. They won't be there till 8:30.
Well, right. That's the problem. But y'all, I got to help Larry Clyde now that he and I are doing all the goddamn work. So, but yeah. Yeah. So, all right, y'all. Well, that's my week. Big Fatty, did you do anything exciting this week other than yet once again make us listen to that horrible recap show?
Oh, you don't like the recap show?
No. It was bad enough first time we had to hear the show.
I'm finding it interesting just because there are lots of things I don't remember, and I'm like, wow.
I mean,
I don't know what they're talking about. So, you know, but
and
you
that
know,
could have been something
dementia,
that happened yesterday. Yeah, that could have happened yesterday, and it would be the same.
Correct.
The same story.
Correct.
Yeah. Now, but, you know, I was not at the villa for the candy handing out this year.
No, you missed the treating.
And and you know, it would have been awkward because it was Friday at Fatty's, and I don't like Friday at Fatty's.
No.
And so I would have had to just say, okay, thank you. Bye-bye. But, I mean, it wouldn't have been awkward for me. But, yeah. So it worked out. Every 7 years, I'll have to go to Las Wages on Halloween to miss Friday at Fatty's.
Right. I think that's an excellent idea. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
Anyway. No, it was a... it was a... uneventful week. You know, we had a moment of silence for Miss Kitty.
Oh, it was the Kitty Day. Yes, I saw that.
Yes. So, in fact, last week was kind of a, let's see, we had 1, 2, 3, we had 4 people on the Marken calendar that were dead. Wow. Last week.
You know, so, the BFO killing them since 2007.
Eight.
Since the Superb Owl, 2008. Yeah, well.
Speaking of that, when are we having the 100th episode of, or whatever, of Big Fatty being on? Oh, we've killed that idea.
Y'all, it's been 20 lovely years. Let's not rehash it, shall we? Y'all, I need to take a little bit of time to finish putting it together. The problem is I don't have the time right now. Y'all, no one told me that your 40s, especially your mid to late 40s, would get so busy and responsibility laden. I don't enjoy it.
Well, that's because when you turn 40, you stop giving a shit what other people think.
Well, that's true. But y'all, speaking of, I was thinking about this. A lot of stuff changed at 40. My eyesight went to shit.
Oh, don't get me started.
But y'all, I've discovered that I also like cotton underpants. Like,
well,
you know, for all of those years, you know, I was wearing the whatever, the moisture wicking, blah, 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 blah. Y'all, give me some good old-fashioned cotton dungarees.
The
some
feel of cotton.
Y'all, it just...
The fabric of our lives.
Love it. I have... y'all, I don't... I can't use the scented washing detergent.
Oh,
I can't...
no.
I mean, none of it, but...
No.
But,
and you know, the lactose intolerance? Oh, don't get me started.
I've got a quart of ice cream.
And don't give me anything... Don't give me anything tomato base.
Oh no!
Afternoon. Ooh,
the GERD.
Oh, the GERD.
Oh no! Yeah. So, uh-uh. I can't have too many carbs because then you're just the GERD. Yeah.
Speaking of GERD, how are your loins?
Oh.
Well, hello, poor porcupines, we've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, everyone, it's time to play the game. The game where Big Fatty gives me the name of some not so famous folks born on this day. I have to guess if they're dead or alive because no one keeps up with them. Because they're not famous. And then I have to tell you who they are because they're not famous. So, Big Fatty, well, what you got?
Well, what I've got is I put in, you know, I had my list prepared for yesterday for the 10th. And then I went to update the list and I put in November the 11th. So these are some Larry the Veteran birthdays.
Oh, there you go.
So, and I didn't realize it until after we had started the little show. All right, George Patton.
Ooh, dead as a doornail, y'all. George Patton was a, he was Larry the Veteran. And he was the original Larry the Veteran, I think. There's some movies made after him, a tank named after him. Y'all, he was a general in World War II.
Yes, George S. Patton. Did you say he was dead?
Oh, yeah. Dead.
Okay, George S. Patton is indeed dead. He was an American World War II. You know, that's the greatest generation. General. He was in Sicily, Italy, and Normandy, and he was known as Old Blood and Guts. So.
Oh. Speaking of your morning rituals. That? Yeah, all right.
Speaking of old cold minor sweet.
Oh.
All right, next is Stubby K.
Ooh, Stubby K, also dead as a doornail. Y'all, Stubby K played the sports ball, the football. Oh, and I don't remember for which team, but y'all, he was problematic, but he's dead as a doornail.
So, and you know, that's one thing about the recap shows on the BFO. Some things are a little problematic, but Stubby K is indeed dead. He was an American actor. He was in Guys and Dolls, Lil Abner, and Cat Ballou, and he hosted the quiz program Shenanigans. Right. Hey, have we got time for one more?
Sure.
Okay. This is one of my favorite people of all times, Jonathan Winters.
Oh, gosh. He has to be dead. Y'all, Wilford Brimley wannabe, never quite got to that point. Y'all, he was an actor. He was married to that Shelley Winters. He was a comedian actor too, but he was in a thousand different things.
Jonathan Winters is indeed dead. He was a comedian, one of my favorites. He always did those well out, you know, Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee will know him. So anyway, he was on the Jonathan Winters show, and I believe he was he was on Mork and Mindy, and I believe he was Mork's father or something like that on there. So anyway, it might be something to take a look at or whatever. So
or not.
That's it.
Y'all, he wasn't that funny. But yeah, I always thought he was.
He was.
I always thought he was like Wilford Brimley if Wilford Brimley hadn't ever stopped trying to be funny. Like,
oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We got time for one more.
Yeah, sure.
Friedrich Merz.
Who?
Friedrich Merz.
Ooh, that's a good one. Dead. Y'all, best known as playing Ethel on the I Love Lucy.
Okay. Oh!
Ooh.
No, Friedrich Merz was a German politician. You're thinking of Fred Merz.
Yes.
Ah, that's same. A gotcha.
No?
That's same. A gotcha.
Are they not the same person?
No.
Oh.
Fred Merz was played by William Frawley, who, by the way, was the original uncle on My Three Sons. He played the part, the character was named Bub back then. So that was before William DeFore came in as Uncle Charlie. Uncle Charlie! Charlie! Hello, Charlie.
The more you know.
What? The more you know, Charlie. Oh, yes. So sometimes I think of myself as a little bit of a of a Jonathan Winters, especially when it gets cold outside.
I mean, I volunteered to ask you to come back to the coal mine for this brand new Thursday night event we're having going forward as the MC.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. I don't know anything about it. Maybe you need
this podcast
celebrity?
Is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
Do you know one of those?
There's a voice in my head, but I can't place the face.
Probably best.
Would be in, you know, something about Eagle Snacks or something like that. But I don't. Too soon.